He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely, He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Well, we all witnessed the horrific attempt to take the life of President Trump yesterday. We immediately went into research mode here to see all that was being shared on this, and we discovered the unhappiness of liberals. They wanted him gone. It was all over social media. The media tried to cover it up. The fighting attitude of a man willing to lose his life for our country was displayed for all to see. As he stood up and he screamed, "Fight," three times. We're going to go through this. We're going to look at some of the details. What went wrong? What's going to happen next? Here we go.
And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
For those that might have missed this, I'm showing it again. Many of you have seen it, but seeing it from the crowd view from RSBN is a different way of looking at this. And if you look at this crowd, they're all crouched down in fear. But then when President Trump stands up and says, "Fight, fight, fight," the crowd rises. I'm going to show this in fast motion. They're all down. He stands up and screams to fight, 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 and the whole crowd stands up. And they're screaming USA. Let's go to another part right here. That got me fired up. Got me a little choked up today. Some would say, "Oh, we're watching a movie." I'm going to take you through this where we're going to see bullets in the air. We're going to see bullet holes in his jacket. The shot that could have really hit his head, where he turned his head and it skimmed past his ear. People are claiming that the lives were lost, and I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you a doctor who worked on someone. He was filled with blood. I just don't go that far with this one. These folks have wanted President Trump gone for a long time, and I'm going to show you the proof of that. The proof that a bullseye was placed on President Trump and orders were given by this actor playing Biden, these evil ones that are seemingly destroying our country. It seems like any time a Republican tries to stand up for truth, they try to take him out. Or someone who cares for a country and wants to go against the deep state in leadership, they take him out.
And it was a providential moment. If he had turned to look at that big screen, and when he was turned, the bullet would have hit him here. When he turned back, it hit him here. That's how close he came to being killed. And I think we need to understand that this was providential, and he reacted appropriately. But I also will tell you, he has been vilified by Joe Biden and the Democrats and the left wing more than any president since Abraham Lincoln. And this was a political act. It was a deliberate act. And as you know, because we've talked about it off air, I've said for 4 months that when all the legal baloney fails and when they begin to realize he is going to win, that violence is the next thing because they're that desperate.
That's all they have left. Is his death. They want him gone. They've been saying this, and they've been preaching violence against President Trump since he basically entered the scene. Here's some clips for you if you need to remember some of them.
I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Too many see the protests as the problem. Please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite. And peaceful.
Go to the Hill today. Get up in the face of some Congress people.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Running away from Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
When they go low, he can...
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
The left won't stop inciting violence. They've wanted this for a long, long time. Remember when President Trump wins and you head to New York City to go to a play and they have a man dressed up as President Trump? And they assassinate him on stage. Do you remember this?
An actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage. Look as his character is stabbed to death. And there's no mistaking the Trump connection. Check out the unbuttoned overcoat and red tie that hangs over his waist. It's a staging of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar that is outraging many.
The controversial production is taking place here in New York City's Central Park. The staging is being seen as a direct jab at Trump and the controversial political climate in this country.
Who will never forget this character, this guy who dresses as a woman, holding up the head of President Trump as it's been cut off. Should have been arrested, should have been put away, but they never do. They've called for violence against President Trump for a very, very long time. Dean DeRom said the attempted assassination on Trump today, while the bullet missed, it struck a member of my wife's family in Butler, killing him. The left is celebrating this, making jokes. They are nothing but vile people, senseless violence. And you can see on your screen, there's actual bullet hole on President Trump's chest. Thankfully, he had a bulletproof vest on. Another picture that I'm going to show you here is, if you're looking at your screen, somebody happened to capture a picture of the actual bullet streaking through. You can see it. Remember, it's going so fast, it appears as a streak going through the air. Someone happened to catch that. It's amazing. He was brought to the ground. He stood up. And he cried out, fight, fight, fight. And just like we have the song from the Gladiator that many understand and hear, we are free. These things that play out for us to remember, that they hate us. They hate those who stand for truth, who stand for freedom. And for too long, they have gotten by with it. And we have someone who's standing up with a group of individuals saying, enough already. While he does this, they continue to attack him. And it seems like no matter how much they attack him, he seemingly stops them. Like this clip from The Matrix. A meme put together to show you. We continue to stay in prayer. Pray for his protection. Pray for the protection of his family. And we know that he will be taken care of. It's amazing how he stands up against all of these oppressors. This guy, Thomas Crooks, ID'd as the suspect who shot at Donald Trump, 20 years old from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, which was about 40 miles south of the Butler rally. AR-15 was recovered at the scene. He was shot in the head after he tried taking out the former president. You got a picture of him from a drone. How did they get the drone footage of him without taking him out? And then after he's gone, they stand next to him with the military, huh? Interesting. It's interesting how the Secret Service lets someone within 150 yards with open line of sight. It's wild. Wouldn't want to be them right now. A setup, that's the only logical answer. Occam's Razor says Lori Proud, ultra MAGA patriot extremist, Trump. The photo of the Secret Service approaching the shooter on the roof has been confirmed. This confirms that Secret Service let a man pull up on the roof with the rifle and did nothing. Elon Musk is calling for the resignation of all Secret Service leaders. Check this out. There's these guys who are supposed to be guarding President Trump, and they've got a video of him. You could see his reaction as they're aiming at this shooter. People were already screaming, somebody has a gun, somebody has a gun. And I'm going to show you that clip. I'm going to show you that clip and show you that people were already noticing that somebody was out there with a gun. So you can hear the crowd screaming, he's got a gun. People noticed this man climbing on the roof, and he was 150 yards away. How did all this happen? How did it occur? How were they able to have these folks fail in their Secret Service mission? Well, I'm going to show you that clip of the Secret Service director, Kimberly Cheadle. She's been focused on hiring for, you know, diversity.
To expand hiring, they're aiming to have 30% women recruits by 2030, and even allowed YouTube influencer Michelle Carre to train with agents.
But I'm very conscious as I sit in this chair now of making sure that we need to attract diverse candidates and ensure that we are developing and giving opportunities to everybody in our workforce, and particularly women.
That workforce will be pivotal for the 2024 campaign season, which for the first time includes a former president who already has lifetime protection.
President Trump.
Agents were there when Donald Trump was arraigned in New York.
We were able to work out the details ahead of time of how that particular day was going to go, but we will always ensure the safety of all of our protectees that we have.
The service has a zero-fail mission, a mission officers are training to uphold, pretending this field is the most famous address in America.
How about that? Responsible for his protection, yet hired by Biden and the DOJ and others, makes you wonder how this might have all played out. President Trump, still in the midst of all of this, experienced extreme horror, stood up in the midst of danger and said, you know what, I'm still going to scream, fight, fight, fight for all to see. It's a lot of energy, a lot of strength, and things that we need even today when we're feeling a little weak, especially after this event. Many of us experienced severe trauma in watching this all play out. Many of us have experienced all types of problems with our bodies and more. And I tell you, no matter what we're going through, how we feel, what experiences might be going on, especially with our body and our health, our immune support system helps guide and direct us through these difficult times. And we go through our immune support system with Enforce gummies from LTPetClub247.com. These are the mushrooms with PSP and PSK. They're non-GMO. They're vegan and kosher, made in the USA. All natural ingredients. They taste delicious, and they're safe for kids. That's right. They're the healthiest choice on the market, free from corn syrup and artificial dyes and any GMOs. They're offering a product, LTPetClub247.com, that is not only vegan and kosher, but also made in the USA. And they use the most potent strain of the Coriolis versicolor mushroom, and they add a fresh raspberry puree to these gummies. The burst of flavor so you can enjoy the benefits of these mushrooms in a fun, effective, and absolutely delicious way. Enforce Plus was taken by Nico, said that he bought a bottle of Enforce Plus, and it lasted an entire month. Taken two a day, Nico had a stroke a year ago, and after that, a heart went crazy. 44 years old when they had the stroke, I found out that I had central sleep apnea. Well, since I've been taking Enforce Plus, my blood pressure isn't all over the place. I feel better all over. Anna said, hey, I ordered my first bottle of Enforce after hearing the first interview, and we got some mush puppies for our senior dog. We've seen an improvement in him. So they've got products for your dog, your cat, your horse, and humans, folks. I encourage you to go below this video to LTPetClub247.com and check it out, okay? Be really, really good for you. I want you to watch this clip.
He should have spent a bit more time at the range. It's a pity he missed.
So this is somebody on TikTok's @mother_anarchy_. Very upset that the person taking the shot at President Trump missed. And then on social media, if you head over to that world, Destiny at the Omni Liberal said, if we learned anything today, I hope it's realizing the importance of principles I've stressed many times on stream before. Having a firearm means absolutely nothing if you don't spend time at the range practicing with it. Dr. Karen Pinder said, so close, too bad. And then she says, and now he'll milk being a victim for more votes. I really wish that person had better aim. What a glorious day that could have been. Karen Pinder's pictures on this video, if anybody wants to see. We don't call for violence against people that act like this or behave like this. But we're highlighting that there are folks out there that are so bent on hatred And they're the ones, most of these liberals that think like this and have a hatred for President Trump and our freedom, they're the ones that call us violent. Harry Sisson said, according to the Supreme Court, Biden could now send in SEAL Team 6 to take all of them out. He could send in the military to take out Trump. He has immunity for official acts now. Yes, you're reading that right. These people calling for violence. Another person, Anthony Powell, that is exactly the kind of violence he advocates, so let it be unto him with great success. Yeah, these people have no shame whatsoever. DC Drano showed us this scoop from a trained sniper. The whole thing was a failure for the protection of President Trump. The Secret Service got there slow. The SWAT team got there slow. And why did they keep him on the stage? He should have been off of there in 2 seconds, yet they stand him up for what? To give the shooter another shot? Look at the old Reagan assassination attempt. He was out of there in 0.2 seconds. Why didn't a drone pick him up? Why didn't another sniper pick him up? We cover the Boston Marathon better than they cover our own president. If anyone says how great a job the Secret Service or SWAT team did, they're wrong. They should be ashamed of themselves, all these Secret Service folks, and should be fired. Also pointing all this out is Biden is the boss of Mayorkas. Mayorkas is the head of the Department of Homeland Security. Secret Service is part of the Department of Homeland Security. Trump team was recently declined more protection from Secret Service. Secret Service allowed a sniper on a roof to take 5 shots at Trump. This goes right up to the top. You following this? If you head over to the media, what are they trying to do? No matter how much information we push out on social media, how much you guys might have noticed and saw, imagine folks that only watch MSNBC, the Washington Compost, or Communist News Network, or the New York Times. Well, the Washington Compost said Trump escorted away after loud noises at Pennsylvania rally. CNN Politics, Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after he falls at rally. MSNBC, Secret Service, Donald Trump safe after popping sounds heard at rally. And the New York Times said Trump rushed off stage after chaos at rally. Any mention of an assassination attempt on, you know, taking his life? No. They are truly the enemy of the people. Guys, I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time with friends of mine over the years. I've talked to them, family members, about how difficult it is to trust anything that comes out of the mainstream media. How and why do we listen to people just because they're sitting in a beautiful studio with perfect lighting, with perfect hair, if they have hair, suit and tie, women wearing perfect dresses, and they simply read a teleprompter? And I always ask the question, who's providing the talking points for them to read from the teleprompter? Where are they getting the information from? How do we know that they're not spinning the information so that they can lie to us? Can we do our own research? Yes. Thomas Massey said the same bureau that investigated the Las Vegas shooting and the January 6th pipe bombs is now investigating the attempted assassination of President Trump. This is also the same bureau that raided Mar-a-Lago. I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of this soon. Yeah, that's not going to happen. We know that. James Woods injured? He was shot in the head in a failed assassination attempt. He's pointing out Newsweek. Newsweek said MAGA responds with outrage after Donald Trump injured at Pennsylvania rally. Injured? Any of you still buying Newsweek? Anybody that you know still buys this sickening, demonic publication called Newsweek? Other folks are pointing out that look at the drops for the Q board on July the 14th, the day after this assassination attempt, a week to remember. the Great Awakening. These people are sick. Hunters become the hunted. Hunters become the hunted. A Week to Remember also shows up, and the Great Awakening shows up on the shot heard around the world. Now, that doesn't mean that they planned all this. I don't believe that this is a false flag. I believe, after looking at all the footage and everything, that this, to me, appears to be as real as it can get, and people have lost their lives, and I'm telling you, it really appears that the Secret Service, headed up by the DHS, by Mayorkas, it really appears like something was set up to make this all happen. Guy on the couch said, they tried to impeach President Trump twice and convict him in court. Now they've resorted to assassination and missed. Oh, right. This is the Friends episode when Joey and Chandler let Israel get caught off guard by a surprise attack. Santa Trump said the assassination attempt just secured a win for Donald Trump as the 47th president on November 5th, 2024. Another thing that's interesting is this all played out would be Vincent Fusca standing there looking around to try to find out where all the shots are coming from. He's not ducking and moving. He's just looking for what's going on. And a lot of folks, when they see Vincent Fusca, they believe that he could be somebody in disguise. Anybody know who that is? Some think so. Others do not. But let's go back as a reminder to the violence that was called on President Trump, shall we? Alex Soros tweets out bullet hole in 47, a direct violent threat to Donald Trump. Remember that January 21st, 2024? Jim Hoff put that out. There's the bullet hole, and there's 47. Not only that, Biden just said the other day, 5 days before the assassination attempt, it's time to put Trump in a bullseye. And he was referring to having another debate. And he said, you know what? We don't need another debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye. Telling everyone up front, we're going to take him out. Let's remember, let's go back to the days when he had all the red surrounding him. And he called us a threat to our country, all of us.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say as clearly as we can, we are not powerless in the face of these threats. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. We've told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed, but it's not. We have to defend it, protect it, stand up for it, each and every one of us. We're all called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. We must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fear and lies, lies told for profit and power. The MAGA Republicans believe that for them to succeed, Everyone else has to fail.
The playbook of Satan. Call out everything that you're doing and blame it on the person that's actually trying to protect America, right? Everything they're doing to our country, he just called out, but he's blaming it on MAGA Republicans. Those who stand up for the rights of the unborn, who stand up for our freedom and getting rid of the placement of books into our schools to destroy our children's innocence. Standing up for our freedom and stopping wars and sending our young ones overseas to continue to spill blood when it's unnecessary. Having these folks run our nation and continue to make speeches like this, and people are out there listening to them, believing them because they can't stand President Trump. Well, I tell you what, it's not working. This little charade, this charade of lies, this constant push of calling all of us out as if we're the enemy of this country will come to a stop. And people will start noticing when a man is shot and he gets up and he puts his fist in the air and says, fight, 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 and America says, USA, 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 they are going to realize that it's going to come to an end for them. And we're going to have a biblical ending. I really believe that. I'm going to show you some more on this in a moment. First, I want to remind you that we're at andweknow.com. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. You guys can go to that website. You'll find all of our social media where we have AUK updates on Facebook and Instagram is AUK_828. You go below this video, click on that link, and you'll be taken to our website. Very simple. When you get to our shop.andweknow.com, it's also on our website, you're going to find that we have new shirts available. We have our logo with an American flag on the stick now, folks. It's a beautiful thing that's put together by Angie and Jamie. And we also are preparing, it could be there now or it could be there in the next 24 hours. But we have a t-shirt we're developing, Fight for America with President Trump, in front of the American flag, and that's going on shirts, and it's going to be on our site. And those that are signed up for our newsletter on andweknow.com, if you go to andweknow.com and sign up for a newsletter, you'll get an email when these come out so you can be the first to jump on there and grab these shirts. Fighting for America. Here's more great pictures of...
Absolute and I hit on this during our live stream, and I want to go through it for the people who didn't see our live stream. So obviously we know what happened in today's event, and POTUS put his fist pump up. He was saying the words, fight, fight, fight. Q2190, POTUS with his fist pump. Fight, fight, fight. Look at that side by side.
How in the world, at that moment, would President Trump remember to stand up, put his fist in the air, and say fight three times? In the midst of danger, in the midst of all the trouble that's going on, he was able to stand up and let folks know, we got to fight for our country. Wyatt said there's three options I can think of. Cabal infiltrated security and wanted Trump to be killed. It was staged as part of the Great Awakening. I don't believe that. There was an actual mistake or confusion, and that building the shooter was on was left unattended. Personally, I give number three, he says, Wyatt says, an 89% yes, that there was a mistake or confusion. Also, the fact that the shooter's last name is Violet and Trump misspelled violence as Violet the other day on his Agenda 47 website leads me to hope that it was number two, that it was staged. But otherwise, if the cabal is able to infiltrate the current Secret Service detail around Trump, then the game has changed. And if you're looking at your screen, the Agenda 47 snapshot is there for you. And it has, right here, stop the migrant crime epidemic, demolish the foreign drug cartels, crush gang violence, and lock up Violet offenders. Well, it just so happens to be that one of the names that was dropped was Violets, as one of those that was participating in the assassination of President Trump. President Trump put out a message. I want to thank the United States Secret Service and all of law enforcement for their rapid response on the shooting that just took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. Most importantly, I want to extend my condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed, and also to the family of another person that was badly injured. It is incredible that such an act can take place in our country. Nothing is known at this time about the shooter, who is now dead. I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately that something was wrong and that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place, so I realized then what was happening. God bless America. Here's that clip from the doctor who tried saving someone's life at the Trump rally.
What did you see, sir?
I heard the shots. I thought it was firecrackers to begin with. Somebody over there was screaming, he's been shot. So I made my way over. I said, I'm an emergency department physician. Let me help you. The guy had spun around, was jammed between the benches. He had a headshot here. There's lots of blood, and he had brain matter there. Oh, and so I got him. There's a helicopter coming in to get him. I got people there really helpful. I got
was
him
there only
up
one
on
person
a bench.
Shot that you saw?
Then I did CPR, did chest compressions as well as I breathed for him.
One person.
I was the only one
you
to
guys,
do that.
We need to evacuate everybody.
That's why I don't think this was a movie setup. As much as we call for that and we see that, this one really hit home for me. I don't know about you, but man, did it just hit me hard. Of this battle that we're under, this physical and spiritual battle, constantly dealing with the lies of the media, constantly dealing with the lies of the liberals, the Democrats and their lies, the rhinos and their lies. We have been going at this for years. Since 2015, when President Trump came down that escalator, and he's been giving speeches. We had one day to celebrate a victory, and the next morning, the purple-outfitted Hillary comes out and gives a speech, and since that day, we have no rest, no enjoyment, no excitement. They've constantly done nothing but attack those who would dare go against their demonic takeover of the entire earth. Do you think it's working? Let me show you some clips. Here we go.
If I was not voting for Trump before, hear me and hear me loud and hear me. Everybody, y'all listen to me. I say, a mic check, 1, 2. If I was not voting for Trump before, he got my vote now, bro.
Because he survived.
He got my vote now. He got my vote now.
He's got my vote now. This is before the rally.
More mentally fit to be president.
Donald Trump, 100%. From the greatest man that said that. And the Trump Towers, dude, is it a Biden Tower? No!
Walling, you can't beat that.
We're awesome.
You can't beat that. And then this is a reaction after the rally and the shooting.
You left-wing nut jobs. You can't win on merit, so you gotta do what? Try and kill the man? Really? It's a good thing y'all don't know how to shoot. It's a good thing y'all are poor, piss poor at defense, self-defense, offense, all of it. Well, the only thing you proved is this, that you guys are the ones that are prone to violent actions. Every time you lose, violence. But we're the extremists, right? We are the ones that are extremists. That's kind of odd. That's really odd. Last time I checked, when the man you took a shot at today, 1 in 16, y'all burned and rioted. When you don't get your way, you burn and riot. When something happens to one of your felons, you burn and riot. He got indicted 34 times and we didn't do a single bit of looting, rioting, or burning. This is certainly proof that you guys are the violent ones. And if there is anyone capable of local terroristic acts, it's you people.
How about that? The violence comes in all measures, and this isn't only about President Trump. I wanted to make sure we get a couple other things in there today since we're covering this. There was a comment made by the Serena brothers against Butker. You remember, he stood on a stage, he defended the rights of the unborn and said we need to have family out there and folks need to get married and have children. Yeah, the Harrison Butker, remember? The NFL kicker who praised fatherhood, family, and faith during his commencement speech at a college. That guy. Well, the Serena brothers go up into a show called the ESPYs, the Williams brothers, sorry. And they said on stage during the event, we don't need you singling out Butker for his pro-life speech, life for family and freedom of children.
So go ahead and enjoy women's sports like you would any other sports, because they are sports. Yes.
Except you, Harrison Butker, we don't need you.
At all, like ever.
And so the brothers stand up there at the ESPYs, the Williams brothers, and they make that comment. Butker came back and responded, I thought, Mrs. Williams was a great host and applaud her for using her platform. Interesting, he's using those pronouns. Anyway, to express her beliefs on a variety of topics. Sports are supposed to be the great unifier. And at an event dedicated to celebrating a diverse group of men and women who have accomplished great feats, she used it as an opportunity to disinvite those with whom she disagrees from supporting fellow athletes. So, freedom of speech. They use their speech, and people that are prone to want to support them can if they want. And those that want to support those that stand for life, well, we're here for you too.
Throughout the COVID fiasco and how you missed out on so many milestones the rest of us older people have taken for granted. While COVID might have played a large role throughout your formative years, it is not unique. Bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as a growing support for degenerate cultural values and media, all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder. Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice. He is not alone. From the man behind the COVID lockdowns to the people pushing dangerous gender ideologies onto the youth of America, they all have a glaring thing in common. They are Catholic. This is an important reminder that being Catholic alone doesn't cut it. These are the sorts of things we are told in polite society to not bring up. You know, the difficult and unpleasant things. But if we are going to be men and women for this time in history, we need to stop pretending that the Church of Nice is a winning proposition. We must always speak and act in charity, but never mistake charity for cowardice.
How about that? Reminder to stand up, tell the truth, even if they hurt. Remember, they attacked Harrison Butker, the Williams brothers, but Cameron Sutton, from the NFL, strangled the mother of his children, slammed her into a wall, bit her on the neck, held her down by her hair, and struck her twice with his fist. But yet, the brothers stand up there and attack Butker instead of telling Sutton that he was violent. Remember, the violence came from one of the Williams brothers, the one called Serena. Juanita Broderick said have not had respect for Serena since that person threatened a line judge. Remember, Serena said, "I'll kill you for calling a foot fault at the U.S. Open." Lost the match and was fined. The United States has become a place where entertainers and professional athletes are mistaken for people of importance. I've needed a doctor, I've needed a teacher, I've needed farmers every day, I need truck drivers every day, I've needed an auto mechanic, a plumber, a house painter, and a lot of other everyday people. But I have never, not even once, needed a pro athlete, a media personality, or a Hollywood entertainer for anything. Folks are starting to share the truth, and it's getting out there one day at a time. More truth that's been playing out for all of us that you'll catch today when it's released is Dr. Kirk Elliott interview. Russia's legalizing the stable coins for international payments, CBDC, AI to monitor all transactions. That's right. They're going to get in, use AI to watch all of our transactions and our bank accounts. And more information that was passed by Dr. Kirk Elliott. And I hope that you watch that interview. Here's a clip from that.
Okay, what does this have to do with CBDC, Kirk? Well, I'll tell you. Okay. So, of course, that's sort of a dumb statement. Of course, artificial intelligence is going to be more profitable to corporate America, because when you can hire a computer, you don't have to pay a salary to a computer. There's no benefits. There's no HR. There's no lawsuits for discrimination, anything, right? So, and we're at this juncture in advancement of technology where, if you look back 6 years ago, ChatGPT pretty much started, right? So then every 4 years, we went from kindergarten level knowledge with ChatGPT to senior high level intelligence.
How about that? So that's andweknow.com/gold if you want to reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott, and you can have the same conversations and ask him questions, and they'll take care of you. Standing for the truth is what he does. Also, Viktor Orban visiting Mar-a-Lago, and he came up with some great points.
The mother is a woman, the father is a man, and leave our kids alone. Full stop, end of discussion. We decided we don't need more genders, we need more rangers. Less drag queens and more Chuck Norris.
More Chuck Norris and less drag queens. And that's great to see the meltdown happening because Viktor Orban went to visit Mar-a-Lago. The deep state, they're going to be paying a visit, and they probably already have, to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Just a reminder, if you're looking at your screen, if you go to Google Earth, you type Guantanamo Bay detention camp in the search, you get a wide-angle shot of the base. If you look in the upper left corner of the shot, you see something called the M.O.N. Etatspeed Gardens. Well, if you think mirror and you read it backwards, and it says Deep State's new home. Oh, yeah. There are things playing out. There are people being arrested, probably been arrested for several years now, and placed there. And I bet you there's trials being held. And I guarantee you those envelopes, almost 100% sure, when they opened those envelopes on D5, and Jeb saw his mom show something that was handed to his mom by a Secret Service agent, probably not in an envelope, just something handed to Bush Jr., then over to the wife, and then to Jeb. Jeb's whole demeanor changed from a glance at a piece of paper. And my thought and my theory has always been that when he looked at that piece of paper and he shuddered and he looked like fear hit him all at once, it had to be a picture. And I think it was a picture of the very person who he looked up to paying the price for his treason against our nation. And you can just open up your imagination to what that picture might have looked like. There's something coming for these evil ones. I think this guy is already gone. I think, like President Trump has said, he's shot when he points to his head. And this mask-wearing freak is doing all of the pickup for and puppet play for the deep state. And as they continue to crumble and they use as many resources as possible to try to take President Trump out, we have to continue to stay in prayer because we are in a spiritual battle, the likes of which we probably have never seen our entire life. And it reminds me of something that was sent to me by Sonia Isaacs. Sonia, thank you for sending this to me. She was actually helping sing this song from John Rich, Revelation, featuring Sonia Isaacs. It's on your screen. If you want this video, I put the link in the description box below. It is number 2, I guess, against Eminem on the charts. You guys reach on out to this song and you purchase it, and I guarantee you we're going to get him to number 1. We're going to close with this today.
The people cursed his name, bowed at the altar of the father of lies. But there's a number to their days and all their evil ways. The Lord's gonna turn away from all their cries. Oh, revelation, I can feel it coming like a dark train running. Coming back again. Brimstone upon their heads, millstones around their necks. They'll feel shaken when the trumpet sounds. And no matter where they hide, there'll be nowhere to run when Jesus puts his mighty foot on the ground. I can feel it coming like a dark train running. Oh, get ready, 'cause the King is coming. The King is coming back again. Flash, their voice will wail and their teeth will gnash, and he'll set fire to the evil ones and all the wickedness they've done. There'll be no time to turn around as the stars begin to hit the ground and the mountains fall and the veil is torn with the sounding of that seventh horn.
Oh, revelation, I can feel it coming like a dark train. Oh, revelation, I can feel.
before his days were done. The king is coming, and it won't be long.
Revelation chapter 12, 10 through 11. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they, the brethren, overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad."
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you continue to do in and through our lives. We thank you for the continued protection of President Trump. Answer to prayer that we've been lifting up to you day and night. You've heard the cries. You've heard the cries of the people across our nation, across this entire earth, as this evil deep state has entrenched for hundreds of years now, enslaved all of us, taken away our freedoms, taken away our right to speech, our rights to the earning of income that we've placed into our pockets and to take care of our family, taken away the children's innocence and so much more. You've heard the cries of the people. We thank you for your protection of President Trump. We lift up these families who are experiencing severe trauma from all of the violence that took place there in Florida. And we just ask that you would bring comfort and peace beyond all understanding. Bring the people around those families that need your comfort today. We ask for continued protection over our lives, over those that are standing on the front lines defending our nation, those that were guilty of making these crimes happen yesterday, of allowing this person to get on a roof with a weapon. May they all be taken into justice, and may justice be served. We ask for your help in that. Please continue to guide and direct our thoughts. Help us with our mouths and those things that we say, and also the things we do. May we be the representation of a walking word of God. Sometimes the only Bible that people will ever see. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, I hope that you have a great remainder of your week. We ask that you continue to hold us up in your prayers. We covet those. We hope to have another report out on Monday. If not, we'll put one out Tuesday. Please hit the follow button, subscribe button if you would, and the like button. We'd really appreciate that. And again, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened over...